Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to my world, everyone. This is Like It or Not with Michael Lane, and Michael Lane is who I am. Love shouts goes out to my girl Beck Jane. Sorry for the sound problems, if there's any sound problems. But my love shouts goes to Beck Jane, Daisha Mafia Matthews, Michelle Rock the Bells Luke, Meal Deal, Busy Bone, Patrick Sanchez, and Kimberly Small. Thank you. Thank you. Love you all. Now, I must say, I received a pretty good amount of email after yesterday's show about the gay slur used. It wasn't the gay slur that was used wasn't intended by it was used by the special guest. It wasn't intended to be insulting. So, but on behalf of me and the caller, we apologize for that. We didn't. You know, the show's not for offensive nature. We don't want to offend anyone. So it was just used as an example. But we will be careful in keeping the debates respectful and helpful. So it wasn't malicious intent. Okay? And we're going to keep it free. We're going to have freedom of speech. We're going to love and keep it all respectful. Now, I'm going to go back to the same subject that we were talking about on yesterday. And it's about the incident with Chick-fil-A, the whole Chick-fil-A controversy. What I want to do is get, you know, the solid basis to have everyone know the exact reason, the whole purpose about talking this about this controversy. But I had one more email that I wanted to bring up, but it didn't happen. So I'm going to bring it up today. And I already read the email from Karen from Portland. That was yesterday. I talked about an email I received that was quite abusive towards me. And I'm going to read this last email. And then I will pretty much break it down for the last time so everybody will understand where I'm coming from. Hopefully, it'll be easier to understand. This was from a name withheld from Chicago. And they emailed me this. For someone who shouts love all the time, you sure have a lot of hate in you. Being a black guy, I thought you would understand. What if that loser CEO would have said that he was against blacks getting married or interracial marriages? Okay, I'm going to break it down a little. I'm going to answer the question about the CEO, Dan Cathy of Chick-fil-A, who said that he was for traditional marriage and against same-sex marriage. If he would have said that he was against blacks getting married, or he was against interracial marriages, he still would have the right to build his franchise in a ward, in a city, in a state. The business is legitimate. And if anybody have a problem with what that owner said, they don't have to eat there. You can even protest in front of the place. It's the same situation. He has every right to express himself, to say that he's against blacks getting married or interracial marriage. he has the right, whether we choose to agree with him or not. That's his prerogative. That's his opinion. And if I choose, if I'm offended by it, and I choose that I don't want to eat there, then I won't. It's that simple. But he has every right to build that restaurant anywhere in America that he can. If it's blocked by a bureaucrat, then it is unconstitutional. That's all I'm saying. I'm going to get to the point of the whole show. I was saying this. The whole point of the discussion was not about who is against same-sex marriages and who is pro-same-sex marriage. That was not the point. The point of this discussion was that I didn't have a problem. The reason why I gave the love shout, it was because I didn't have a problem with what Dan Cathy said, and I didn't have a problem with what anybody else said that was against Dan Cathy, because they all had their free right to say something. But when government, this is my only problem, is when government steps in and tell anyone that you cannot start a business because your thoughts or your ideology are not remotely close to mine, then that's unconstitutional. That's criminal. That was my whole point. And that kills freedom of speech. A business should be allowed to be run if it's legitimate, regardless of the thoughts. It's up to the individual, as the caller from England was saying, it's up to the individual to step up and say, either I will eat there or I will not. I will try and start a boycott. Just like the opposite way. If it would be crazy, the far left liberal media and the far left ideologues would be absolutely incensed and enraged if it was the other way around. If Dan Cathy would have said he was pro gay marriage, and a bureaucrat would have stepped up, a far right zealot would have stepped up and said, you can't build in my zone because I don't believe in gay marriage. It would be outrage, wouldn't it? So why should it be the same? If that man was pro-gay marriage, he still should be able to build his restaurant. And no bureaucrat should step in the middle and block it, because it is unlawful. It is breaking the law. That's how it is. Whatever anybody's position is on the matter is not the point. Now, during my soliloquy that I'm going to give on the show, if you want to call in, you can. Area code 347-826-9357. Once again, area code 347-826-9357. Now, I have addressed this. I have to address this. When they said, for someone, they're talking about me, for someone who shouts love all the time, you sure have a lot of hate in you. I'm so glad that you can go back into my past shows. You can go back into my past shows and check out the things that I say. It's right there. I don't delete any of the shows. It's right there. You can download the podcast on iTunes. It's there. And nobody, not me, not even Mr. Kathy, said anything about hatred. I didn't take a side. When I said that, when I gave that love shout, I specifically said that this wasn't about the owner. This wasn't about a position to take. This was simply about freedom of speech and not letting bureaucrats get it. See, you have to have a mind of your own. Stop letting extreme liberal media and extreme liberal bureaucrats and officials think for you. You have to have your own brain. You have to look around. Get some air. Because extremists undermine the true fight of the LGBT community. The LGBT's fight is sensible. And it is calm. It's not extreme. But you have opportunistic bureaucrats and opportunistic people from the media that are not even gay, that step in and they take it to an extreme level and have the whole fight fall on their face. Difference of opinion does not mean hate. It doesn't mean hatred. It means you have a difference of opinion. What was all this hatred from? You have Joe Moreno and Rahm Emanuel, the mayor of Chicago, to dictate to people what are the values. Boston mayor, San Francisco mayor, all of them say, do not come close to my area with that restaurant. Well, I have a question for all of them. And everybody else that agree with these far-left bureaucrats. Why wasn't there any fuss when then-Senator Obama claimed that he was against same-sex marriages? Why? Where was this all the fuss? Where was everybody saying President Obama is filled with hate? Why wasn't everybody calling him a hater? Because he said he was against same-sex marriages, just like Dan Cathy did. You see what I'm saying? Difference of opinion does not mean hate. Now, I know President Obama was lying. He always was pro same-sex marriages. But for him to publicly say it, because some people were swindled by his lie. And they said, oh, wow, he's against, but they never, what, said that he hate the LGBT community. It was a difference of opinion. Now, I know, like I said, the president did that to get votes from the people on the right. But, like I said, people were honestly fooled by that. People say it was courageous for him to say what he said this year. No, it wasn't. It was courageous what he said back in 96. It was calculating what he said this year. So he can be reelected and he can amp up his base. That was all. He was always pro same-sex marriage. But for him to say it publicly, where was Rahm Emanuel or Joe Moreno saying that he can't come up in here trying to fundraise because he's against my principle? Nah, none of that. They found it politically expedient and opportunistic, and it undermines the true fight of the LGBT community. Now, then you have all kinds of crazed people, like that Tucson man who was fired for bullying a Chick-fil-A worker. And he should have been fired because she didn't do anything. That's my problem. The whole thing just because these far left bureaucrats, it had people with without minds of their own go out there and do stupid things. These bureaucrats was blocking people from getting jobs, and nobody really realized that. They were blocking people from getting jobs. And in that case, it was not about Dan Cathy. It was about Americans trying to work, get their job going. That's all I'm saying. And then it had this man go crazy and give this poor lady, who did a great job, she gave this poor lady, the worker didn't say this. It's more than just the owner, it's this entire staff of Chick-fil-A that didn't say a word about this. If you have a problem, take it to Dancy. Don't take it to the workers. That's extreme. These nut jobs are going out there getting fired up. See, the words from liberal media, far-left liberal media, and these far-left progressives, they will cause wrath. It can be dangerous situations from this. We have to be smart. You want to chime in? Area code 347-826-9357. Once again, area code 347-826-9357. In my future shows, I'm going to talk about the card game, where everybody throws out card games. You know card games? Like the race card, hate card. Everything somebody says is hate. It doesn't mean you hate. It's a difference of opinion. Now, if somebody says they hate you, then you can take that as hate. But it's very dangerous to constantly try to make people angry. We ain't learned shit from 9/11. But we're so wrapped up in getting people angry and mad. And then when something tragic happens, a massacre happens, then we want to point the finger at the other people. We got to stop this. And guess what? You may not agree with me, but I'll name two people who do agree with me. New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg, who ran as an independent, but he is a Democrat, and he is pro same-sex marriage. He said that even though he likes Rahm Emanuel, that Rahm Emanuel is my boy, but it's unconstitutional to prevent this man from building this person, not even Dan Cathy, but the franchise owner, to build his store there, his restaurant. Not just Mayor Bloomberg, but Massachusetts Congressman Barney Frank also agrees with me. Barney Frank is the first congressman to ever come out as a gay man. And he said, look, I'm just not going to eat at Chick-fil-A anymore. And if people want to do it that way, that's how they should handle it. Don't eat at Chick-fil-A. If you have a problem, don't eat there. But you can't prevent this man or this business from opening up a restaurant and bringing jobs into that community. You can't stop them from that. That wouldn't be right. This is from Barney Frank, a Democrat, a gay man, who recently got married to his partner. So that's my only point. It's not about what side you're on as far as do you agree with gay marriage or you don't agree. That's not the point. The point is opportunistic, vote-hungry, far-left progressive people who are trying to change the Constitution, who do not seemingly don't like America and wants to change how America is. the purpose of the Constitution was to prevent stuff like this, was to prevent from prevent government from becoming humongous, telling us what to eat, when to eat, what to do, how to think, when to think it. That's dictatorship. It's almost communist. And that's my point. You can protest, you don't have to eat there. But these bureaucrats should not be thinking or telling America or telling the world, this is how we feel as individuals. That's idiotic. I'm running out of show, unfortunately. If you want to call in for the last part of the show, area code 347-826-9357. Once again, area code is 347-826-9357. Sorry for the sound problems if there are any. But believe me, this word is going to get out. That's my only thing. I didn't want anybody to miss the point of this whole show. Okay? Now, somebody asked me, I received an email. Somebody asked me, what is your stance? You didn't answer the lady's question in England. What, you feel trapped? What is your stance? What, are you scared? No. No, I'm not scared. I've already answered that question. But I will say it again. I'm going to have a show on it, actually. And we can discuss it, but I'll give a little mini version, like I did in my past shows. Now, don't be afraid to go to my archived shows and listen to it, okay? These shows are good. Go to the past, and then work your way up to this show. Listen to the show, and you'll get it. You'll get the answers. Follow the show. Now, I'm a non-traditionalist. I am not pro-tradition. That's just my personal opinion. So I'm against marriage, period. I'm against same-sex and opposite-sex marriage. Why? Because of government intrusion in the effect of a dissolution of a marriage or a divorce. There's unfair bias in the courts. Unfair rulings in the court. Government has something to do with it. And marriage, to me, this is just to me, is a business proposition. And it does not really define love. Why should I pay you, government, to get a marriage license? There's been a lot, I'm telling you, there's been women that told me that if you really love it, like that song, put a ring on it. If you really love me, you put a ring on it. That's not the definition of love. That doesn't define true love. If I don't like you going into the chapel, I ain't going to like you going out the chapel. I want true love. I want real love. I don't want the government in the middle of it. I don't want to be in the middle of trying to kiss you and then somebody from the government sits stuff right in my face. I think that gays and lesbians have it good right now, because when they say they love each other, that's flat out love. You don't have to put it on paper. You put it on your heart. And heterosexuals don't have that. People are caught up in that tradition, getting rice thrown at them. Now, I'm not knocking people who like that. I wish them the best. I wish all of you all the best. But you shouldn't be punished for being married. Higher taxes and all this stuff that the government steps in. I'm against it. Even if you are living together with your partner, your domestic partner or your girlfriend or your boyfriend, if you live together, after a certain after a certain time passed, the government still sneaks in and say, you're common law. That means we're going to raise taxes on you. We're going to come right in on it. Get rid of that whole thing. That's just me. But that's my personal opinion. That doesn't mean I hate people in general. I'm just a non-traditionalist. So I hope that answered your question. I've said that in the past. Being against marriage is not against hatred. That don't, oh man, you hate gays and heterosexuals. No, don't be stupid. It's my personal opinion. If you want to live your life, if you like things the way it is, then you're going to live the way you want to live it. That's my stance. I love the fact of, about Christmas and all this stuff. You know, the look of it, the lights and everything. But I don't sub Christmas for what, you know, as they say, in a Christian sense. Because, you know, I don't see nowhere in the Bible where it is where, you know, Christ was born on December 25th. So I'm a non-traditionalist. I don't celebrate like Christmas, unless I celebrate Christmas every day. So it's just about not following tradition. That's all. And that's something I don't do. I don't follow tradition. I'm on the outside. It doesn't mean that it doesn't mean that I don't want equality for everyone. But I envy the position that gays and lesbians are in. Because if somebody can look at me and say, I love you, and there's no, and especially if I have a lot of money, and somebody can look at me and say, I love you, I won't have to worry about going to a divorce and they taking my money and something that I worked hard for, and you didn't do shit for that to help me out. You didn't put no kind of work, but yet you could take half. That's a wonderful position. I'm not for having people, the government come in and say, this is the way it's supposed to be. This is the way it's supposed to do. You're going to pay higher taxes. You're going to do. Some people even lie, have to lie they're not married to avoid high taxes. It shouldn't be punishment for that. You shouldn't be punished for being married. You should be congratulated, right? That's all I'm saying. That's just my point. But it doesn't equal out to hate. That's my stance on it. And everybody should agree that if somebody has an opinion that is not well with you, it doesn't sit well with you, I don't have to patronize your business. I don't have to. I could even start a boycott. But you shouldn't be stopped by a far left politician, far right politician, because they don't have the same thoughts as that other person. It's just that simple. So I hope I enlightened some people. Do not fall for the media's tricks. Get your own brain, please. We don't want to fall victim to this stuff. Race bait, sex bait, all this other bait. I'm hip to their game. You all just peep out their games, and don't fall for their traps. I love each and every one of you all, even the ones that cussed me out. Even the ones that called me all kinds of names because they misunderstood me. But I hope you all continue to tune in and show your love. If you have any emails, questions, comments, shows, ideas, hey, hit me up. Like it or not with Michael at gmail.com. Like it or not with Michael at gmail.com. I think that's going to do it for me. I hope you all enjoyed yourself, and join me tomorrow, where I'm going to be just shooting the breeze. Just talking about headlines and everything else. All right? It's on. I love each and every one of you all. Take care and God bless. Peace, love, and keep doing.